Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Glenn Cook. He's the chief editorial writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. For the whole show on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Does your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Glenn Cook. He is the chief editorial page writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Pleasure to have you back on the program. And the first question, sir, is what is going on with former commissioner now, Tom Collins? What's the latest?
I don't think anyone has any real idea. And it's an interesting dynamic because on one side, it really isn't that surprising because his demeanor for so many years has suggested that he really doesn't enjoy being a commissioner anymore. But on the other side, to turn in his resignation so abruptly and to cite a fairly vague reason when everyone knows he's been up to his neck in other stuff in the county as far as sending inappropriate emails to staff and others and people positioning themselves to replace him after the 2016 election. He's certainly one of the more interesting characters in Nevada politics, one of the more controversial figures. And there's an awful lot of people who aren't going to be sorry to see him go because of that.
And it was interesting. In your career in Las Vegas, can you remember a time when the county manager cut off a county commissioner from email because of the tone of and tenor of the emails?
No. And in the 20-plus years that I've lived in Nevada, you know, I can't think of a single elected official who's conducted themselves as Mr. Collins has. He's always been a bit on the wild side in terms of his character and the lack of a filter in his mouth, so to speak. The frequency with which he curses, his willingness to call people, you know, horrible names. So, it's really hard to say.
One of the people that has been mentioned a lot in running for that seat is Marilyn Kirkpatrick, the former speaker. It will be interesting because, you know, in the past, Tom Mitchell, for example, has referred to the county commission as not just Democrats, but union Democrats. Marilyn Kirkpatrick, it would seem, would bring a whole business side if she would be elected to that office. What do you think her chances are?
Well, it's no secret that she has a very good relationship with Governor Sandoval. And I think if this commission district were one that a Republican had a very good chance to win, that perhaps the governor would be less reluctant to appoint someone with the political heft and name recognition of Marilyn Kirkpatrick and give her the advantage of incumbency heading into the 2016 election. But this is a safe Democratic seat. The Democrats are in all likelihood going to take this seat next year and keep it. So I don't see any compelling reason why Governor Sandoval would not appoint her unless she decides she doesn't want it. I think if she wants it, it's probably hers for the taking.
For those in northern Nevada and rural Nevada that may not understand this, explain why the Clark County Commission is really more powerful than the legislature.
Well, the fundamental reason is that the Las Vegas Strip is not within the city limits of the city of North Las Vegas. The Las Vegas Strip is in unincorporated Clark County. So the county commission fundamentally has jurisdiction over the Las Vegas Strip and all of the largest casinos. Unincorporated Clark County has more population than any of the municipalities in southern Nevada, so they have more constituents than any other local elected body in the state. So when you combine the fact that they get an awful lot of their fundraising from gaming companies, a lot of their campaign funds from gaming companies, it creates this body that, in overseeing the strip and settling issues from everything from, you know, public safety, law enforcement, infrastructure improvements, those are all under the Clark County Commission's domain. So that's really why they have they enjoy that reputation as being the most powerful elected body in the state.
Changing topics here, Chuck Muth's group got the referendum filed with the Secretary of State's office to repeal the tax increase that came through the legislative session. What do you think the chances are of success with that? Because based on the number of people who voted in that previous election, it was not that difficult, it seems, to get that number of signatures.
Yes, you're right, Sam. The signature, this will probably be the lowest signature threshold for qualifying statewide initiatives that you or I will ever see for the rest of our lives here in Nevada. The turnout in 2014 was so low. So you take that 10% figure of that previous general election turnout, I want to say it was like 55,000 signatures. Now, so the signature gathering process, when you take the low threshold with the amount of time they have, they're going to have all the way in well into next summer to get these signatures. That shouldn't be so much of a problem, but as you well know, we have a long history in this state of opponents of particular initiatives not being afraid to break the bank to file legal challenges and tie these things up in court. So it's never a slam dunk to put something on the ballot because you just don't know if they make even the slightest mistake in the explanation of what the initiative will do, if they don't have their signature paperwork in precise order and signed correctly. We've seen courts throw out petitions time and again over the years, that the TASK initiative that Bob Beers backed, the Prop 13 style initiative that Sharon Angle got behind years ago. The conservative groups have a pretty strong record of blowing it when it comes to these initiatives and having the courts quash their efforts. So it's going to be really interesting to see next summer when we get around to either turning in signatures or the courts take up the validity of these petitions, whether they hold up. And that's really what I think their biggest challenge is going to be.
And I thought it was very interesting, the governor's comments in the statement that was issued yesterday, where he lays out what things do you want to cut if this thing goes through. And he names off everything that's USA, mom and apple pie. I mean, it's a hard list to cut. Let's take a break. More with Glenn Cook when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Looking for help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Glenn Cook. He's the editorial page writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. So another topic here, and it's interesting because this kind of came out of the last session, was that the alcohol wholesalers are now pushing for the recreational marijuana initiative because they inserted themselves into the process, as apparently they've been doing across the country, that it's not a three-tier system for medical marijuana, but it will be a three-tier system in Nevada. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it's always interesting how when you bring a new industry into the fold, what industries will see it as a potential friend or a potential competitor, and I can't say I'm terribly surprised that alcohol distributors would insert themselves in this, strange bedfellows, I'll say this, that the lack of speed with which medical marijuana is moving forward in this state, and the what appears to me to be extreme reluctance and caution on the part of local governments in allowing these places to open and giving them the approvals that they need to open, I think voters are going to approve recreational marijuana in 2016, Sam. And but once that happens, I think it's going to take a very long time for them to actually open their doors, because I don't expect elected officials, even if they have the cover, the political cover that comes with voter approval of the industry, I don't see them doing them any favors to help them get their doors open, even if it means a flood of tax revenue.
And it's a crazy situation. We had the Washoe County District Attorney, Chris Hicks, on the program a couple of days ago, and where he was kind of in favor of medical marijuana, he's starting to back off a little bit, actually seemingly quite a bit. He's concerned about the effects that it's going to have on the population. And one of the things he raised as a concern is that marijuana today is much more powerful than it was 30, 40 years ago. But somebody wrote me and said, well, yeah, that's true, but people are not going to smoke a whole joint. They may take a puff because that'll be enough to get them where they want to be. So, you know, this is kind of leveraging things to a crazy level with marijuana that are not really reality when you consider how many people are currently smoking illegal marijuana.
Exactly, exactly. You know, the alternative, Sam, is the status quo of massive illegal use of marijuana on both fronts, whether it's medical or recreational. So if the elected officials, especially if prosecutors and police around this state had their way to say, well, let's keep it illegal, great, then we'll still fill our jails with nonviolent offenders, it will do absolutely nothing to reduce demand for the drug, to cut off the supply of the drug across the state, to make it, it won't make it that much more difficult for people who want the drug to obtain it. It will keep the street dealer and the cartels in business. It will keep, you know, tens of millions of dollars of commerce in the gray economy, untaxed, unregulated. It's one of the great policy failures in American history. Prohibition doesn't work. Banning stuff doesn't work. And I still can't believe that a lot of our law enforcement officials are taking this kind of approach.
You know, it's time for us to remake the movie Reefer Madness, but not about the original content, but about the madness that surrounds what's going on. We're going to take a break. More with Glenn Cook when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
I got to Enya from a counselor at my high school. She introduced me. We did the walkthrough. But once I did get to Enya, I really liked it. I also was able to open up with Monica and Janine a lot. And I definitely do not regret it because I know with Monica and Janine, I can go to them and they'll give me the best advice ever.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Here at Humana, we value sticking with things. When something works, people stick with it. More people stick with Humana Medicare Advantage because we stick with them. Humana Medicare Advantage, the plan people stick with.
Michael Hull Subaru is out to sell a record number of new Subarus this month during the final days of our summer sales event. We're making driving the new Subaru you want easy. Drive with zero down or get the lowest prices of the year. Like a new Impreza, just $125 a month. Or a new Legacy, now only $189 a month.
Every new Subaru is priced to sell now at Michael Hull Subaru.
On Carson Street at the south end of Carson City.
Michael Hull, it's all about you.
So Lazy Boy is having its huge anniversary sale with savings on sofas, sectionals, chairs, and more. But just because it's a huge anniversary sale doesn't mean they need some loud ad that screams, sale. It's just me telling you about the great deals on gorgeous furniture. Oh, and that. There's also that.
Hurry in for great savings.
Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got him for the whole show. Glenn Cook is here. He's the chief editorial writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. So you penned a column on August 8th that headlined the beginning of the end for the Donald, and you say that Fox News proved that Donald Trump is a rambling lunatic, unfit for office. And yet, as we sit here taping this, his numbers continue to climb. What do you make of this?
Two things. One, the power of the culture of celebrity in this country. Donald Trump is bringing into politics and the Republican presidential nominating process a lot of people who a lot of Republican voters who are fairly disenfranchised and disengaged, fed up with politicians and politics, frustrated with the inability of Republican politicians to roll back the power and the size of the federal government in Washington. I think what that's also a result of is the fact that there was really no one else on that stage. None of the other nine candidates really leapt out and distinguished themselves and performed well enough and provided the kinds of answers and the kind of charisma that would really lead a lot of voters to abandon and switch their support from other people they might have been inclined to support. I agree with the assessment that Marco Rubio was probably the strongest. I thought John Kasich did very well for himself. I thought Jeb Bush and Scott Walker didn't do anything to hurt themselves, but didn't do anything to steal the Donald's thunder. But you know, when I look at Trump's performance, I just see such a lack of preparation and a lack of substance. He's getting these numbers on the sheer force of his name recognition, his fame, and his brash personality. You know, he had the opportunity, Sam, at that debate to have the last word. When they went to closing statements, they did it in order from who was polling the lowest to the highest. Trump knew he was going to have the last word in that debate with that massive audience. He should have had a room full of people crafting the greatest 45-second statement they could possibly do. He should have practiced it 50 times so that when that debate ended, people would have said, wow. And instead, he delivered this off-the-cuff, unscripted remark that really wasn't fit for a second-grade English class, talking about we can't do anything right. It was not uplifting. There was no message to it. It was incoherent. And I just thought to myself, you know, ultimately, that is something that's not going to help him, you know, win enough voters to get the nomination.
You know, before George Stephanopoulos took over this week on ABC, Barbara Walters hosted the show for a few weeks. And on one of the shows, she had Paul Krugman and Roger Ailes as guests on the program. And Krugman attacked Ailes for the attitude on Fox News. And all Ailes said was ratings was the only word he said. And of course, the ratings proved out in this debate. And I know you disagree, and actually so do I, that it wasn't a debate as we would normally know it. 24 million
yes.
people watched that debate. Roger Ailes was the big
yep.
winner. Fox News was the big winner. And maybe the biggest winner of all was Megyn Kelly.
It might have been. She distinguished herself for, you know, asking a lot of hard questions and not backing down to Trump. When there was a lot of pressure on her to toss him a few softballs, and I thought it was tremendous. You know, Sam, it's never a good sign when this early in the campaign to see someone attack the media. Usually, someone's poll numbers are tanking or they're on their way out before they start lashing out and looking for scapegoats for their own performance. You know, but Donald Trump just comes across as kind of a whiner. I mean, he doesn't want to be challenged. He complains if he's asked a question that's reasonably tough. He complains if he's called on the fact that he doesn't do a good job of answering questions. So, the main event really delivered on all those fronts. The undercard debate, I think that was clearly won by Carly Fiorina. I thought Martha McCallum was the exact opposite of Megyn Kelly. Martha McCallum was awful, came across as very unprepared in moderating that debate. Her questions were longer than some of the answers that were provided. So I was relieved to see how well things went. But when you got 10 people up on stage, you end up having people who go 30 minutes, 45 minutes, almost an hour without talking. Some candidates didn't get much opportunity to say much about themselves.
Although when Ben Carson did get the opportunity at the end, he was stunning. But, you know, when people say, well, he's a neurosurgeon, here's somebody that we should respect and can jump into the political process, I just mentioned the name Lonnie Hammergren. Let's change topics here to the Attorney General's barbecue. We got about a minute left here. 1,500 seats available. They've sold 1,700 tickets so far. What do you make of this?
I think it's a recognition of, one, of how important Nevada is going to be in the early nominating process for the Republican presidential race. Two, it's an acknowledgement that the Republican gains in Nevada in last year's election were, in putting Republicans in power like Adam Laxalt. It has helped the Republicans in the state organize an event like this. I don't think they would be able to pull this off as well if they didn't win the number of offices they did last year. And I think it's going to help them, the party itself, statewide in running a better caucus than they did certainly in 2012.
And that's where we got to leave it. Glenn Cook, always a pleasure, sir. We'll be covering the barbecue. We'll be down there taping a lot of the candidates. And you can watch the programs next week. Glenn, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
See what summer has to offer. Experience your next Cadillac today at Michael Hull Cadillac. Save thousands with 0% financing for 60 months. Or drive a new Cadillac SRX all-wheel drive for only $369. Or a new Escalade Luxury all-wheel drive for only $859. See what summer has to offer.
That's only at Michael Hull Cadillac.
Experience your next Cadillac today at Michael Hull Cadillac.
At Michael Hull, it's all about you.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your couture dry cleaner and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration, Bobby Page's. 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
At K-12, we believe that every child is uniquely brilliant. Some are curious. Others inventive. Passionate. Even outside the box. So they deserve an education designed for them. K-12 is available through tuition-free online public schools. Taught by highly qualified state-licensed teachers, it's a full-time option that allows parents and students to individualize their education. K-12 programs teach to and embrace your child's unique brilliance, enhancing their ability to succeed. Join the growing community of K-12 families who have succeeded with an individually tailored, tuition-free online education. Call now or visit k12.com to learn more. Tuition-free for K-11 students in Nevada.
On our next broadcast, we're talking solar energy with Reed Hamilton of Hamilton Solar and Sarah Adler with USDA Rural Development. We'll see you on the next broadcast.